This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we've reflected on the names and descriptions of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, it's clear he received the answer to his prayer in John 17:5. Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Throughout eternity past, Jesus Christ shared in the divine glory of the triune God. He was willing to lay that outward display of glory aside in order to be clothed in humility and the limitations of a human body. Though fully man, he remained fully God. In the form of a man, he further humbled himself to be seen and known as a servant who offered to be sacrificed as our Savior, dying for our sins. In this great act of self-emptying and self-sacrificing, he demonstrated how great the love of God is towards us. In this, he left us an example, according to Philippians 2 and 1 Peter 2:21, but he did far more than that. Through his great sacrifice, he died for our sins, dealing a devastating death blow to Satan's design to eternally enslave us. We now can be forgiven justly by a holy God. This is a gift beyond description. It is a gift offered to you. None of us deserve it. We can't pay for it or earn it. All we can do is receive it by receiving Jesus Christ. Listen to John's words in the Gospel of John 1, verses 12 and 13. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. If you've never received him as God's love gift to you, receive that gift today.